Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified health care provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today we have with us Cheryl Myers, who is the Chief Scientific of Affairs and Education for Europharma. And Cheryl, we've had you on the show before, and we always have a great time talking. And you explained things so simply, and I really appreciate that, because I think a lot of times, you know, if you get really technical, the average person really doesn't understand what's going on. And I don't know. I don't know if you know, doctors and the scientists do that because that's the industry that they're in. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that most of them aren't trying to do it on purpose, but it's just the language they're used to speaking, and sometimes they forget how to translate it into language that's more accessible to everyone. You know, if I went in to get my car worked on and you started to talk to me about carburetors and...
Canuter valves.
You know, right. You're going to lose me really fast. You're going to have to break it down for me, like the thing that makes the car go or the thing that mixes the gas with
the
air.
Thingy.
So, right. So I think that we all need sometimes to think twice about how we share information to make sure that it's accessible to the most people.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that's very important so people can understand. And also, it helps to educate them, so if they do go to their doctor or their qualified healthcare practitioner, they have a little bit of a better idea about their body and the supplements and maybe the medicine that they're taking. I think it's very important. Body is the most important. Your health is the most important thing you have. It's more important than anything, and I personally know about that. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Well, today, today we're going to talk about some of your targeted formulas in the Cura. It's the Cura Med line, and it obviously Cura Med. We're talking about the curcumin, the extract from the turmeric root, which we've talked about in the past. There are more and more and more studies coming out. It's what we have called Indian gold. I can't say enough good things about it. I have had people now that we're maybe on, let's say, a rheumatoid arthritic medicine like methotrexate or something like that, and they have completely, or even on the heroin derivatives, which is a horrible epidemic. And again, I kind of get upset because I think a lot of it starts with, in fact, I think I've read up to 90% starts with prescriptions. So it's one of these things that we're battling right now, and the turmeric does so many different things. And I think the biggest problem with the supplement or the supplementation is people will not take enough. They will take one pill and think that's going to be good for the whole day or for 2 or 3 days. It's one of these things that does build. It's very, very healing, and I think the more you take, you can maybe cut back a little bit. But I personally, and again, I wouldn't recommend this unless you talk to a qualified healthcare practitioner, but I personally have taken up to 30 pills within 1 day, and I had really no problems. I had some oral surgery done, and I needed to have a good pain reliever and bring that inflammation down. And not only did it help me get through the day, I even went into work, but it also uplifted my mood. My employees were like, well, you need to take 30 or 40 pills every day. Of course, I'm a really happy guy now, but when you get stressed out, sometimes it's a wonderful thing, and I've seen it work on people. So not only are you uplifting your mood and bringing down the inflammation, but you're doing a myriad of other things, including helping your body to heal, helping you reduce your incidence of cancer, helping you reduce the incidence of Alzheimer's senile dementia, cleansing your body, your lungs, your liver, your digestive system, helping with your cardiovascular system, and I'm sure you can add to that. Now, Cheryl, we've got this CuraMed line that your company, which I think is just phenomenal, super high quality, fair and honest pricing, and products that really work. You have several of these in the line. Now, the first one I think we would want to talk about is the CuraMed Breast. Obviously, it's for breast health and helps to maintain healthy breast tissue. Before we get really into this, why did you come up with these more what we would call targeted formulas?
Well, you know, as you said, curcumin is probably the most powerful natural medicine thus far investigated. It can do so many different things. It's a super potent antioxidant, meaning it protects your cells and your body from oxidative stress. It attacks every single enzyme system that's related to inflammation in the body. It helps to settle all of it down. So it's not like a drug where it only goes after one pathway. It actually helps to settle down every single pathway that leads to inflammation in the body.
It's balanced.
So it has a just tremendous amount of literature, of research, of studies that have been published. Last time I looked on the National Institutes of Health electronic database, PubMed, there were over 9,000.
I think 9,000. Yes, yeah. I remember you stating that, and you'd looked it up. 9,000 studies. That is a lot. Now those are published studies, correct?
Yes, you don't get onto that database unless you're published in a peer-reviewed journal. So it's really been an interesting journey for us as a company because we launched this product some years ago before so much was known about it, and it has just grown tremendously. So what we looked for when we launched a curcumin product was you have to have some kind of enhanced absorption. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to get the full clinical medicinal dose in a couple of capsules a day.
Exactly.
So that's why we use that BCM95 system of absorption that utilizes turmeric essential oil in a patented process.
Mm-hmm.
That binds it to the curcumin powder that greatly enhances absorption. So instead of 10 or 20 or 30 capsules, most of our dosage recommendations are one or two or sometimes three capsules a day.
And so, it's phenomenal. And that BCM is biocurcumin maximized because normally the curcumin is, I think, the most I've ever read. Usually I read 2 or 4%, but at the very most it could be found at upwards of maybe 8% of the total turmeric root. Is that correct?
Usually between 2 and 5%.
Okay.
And it's just, if you try to take turmeric, in fact, to equal one Curamed 750, which is our highest potency clinically studied dose, you would have to take between 200 and 500 capsules of turmeric to get that much curcumin into your bloodstream, which is just not feasible.
Okay, well, let's stop here real quick because I want to say something very important to the listening audience. I have a lot of customers that have heard how wonderful turmeric is, so they're using the spice, which I think, you know, you're going to get a little bit of benefit. Traditionally, they'd use clarified butter, buffalo milk, or some type of what we call a fat or a scientific phospholipid, and they would put that in to kind of enhance the absorption, which, you know, the BCM patented process does do that with a phospholipid, but you also add the whole component of the other curcuminoid oils in the oil itself, the whole oil plus the extract. I mean, the formula is phenomenal, but people will buy just any other brand of turmeric or maybe an enhanced turmeric with bioprene or some other enhancement factor. There's other ones out there that are using actually, you know, like glycerol or something like that, you know, different things to make it more available in the blood. But I think the big key, and we've talked about this before, but the big key is making it so it can go into the cell and make it really bioavailable so you can feel the difference. And I'll tell you what, I'm a guinea pig for my supplements, and I have tried every other brand. I've talked to some of the leading doctors and scientists, and I will tell you right now, I will guarantee that your product, the Europharma product, is the best on the market as far as being bioavailable, and I can tell you that because of the way I feel. I've tried other brands. I've tried other dosages. Nothing compares to the almost immediate, within 20 minutes, you start feeling it once it starts being digested, and you feel it for quite some time. I know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, your product can stay in the body for 10 to 12 hours. Is that correct?
It is, and thank you for all your kind words. I appreciate you saying that.
No, you know, I'm not being kind. I'm being honest.
I'm glad that you're sharing that because that is a big difference. You know, it's not just absorption. It's also how the curcumin acts after it's absorbed.
Right.
That's one of the beauties of using turmeric essential oil is because it's rich in these compounds called turmerones.
Yes.
And the turmerones are not found in any other curcumin product. They're only found in the turmeric essential oil. And those turmerones not only boost absorption, but they activate curcumin after it's absorbed. They make it more active.
Yes.
And turmerones themselves have very potent anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer benefits.
Right. And so you get this balance.
Say, well, I love Mother Nature and I want to take turmeric and because that's the whole plant. And
there's fiber
other
and
things in turmeric besides curcumin. Well, they're right, but they're wrong. They're right.
Right.
There are other healthy things, and that's why this is such a beautiful product, is because it captures those other incredibly healthy compounds found in turmeric.
Yes.
They're wrong in that you just can't achieve the medicinal levels to duplicate any of these published human studies done on curcumin.
Right.
You know, if you were to eat turmeric from the time you were a little child, and mm-hmm. I've been to India, and they cook with handfuls. They don't get out the quarter of the teaspoon measuring.
I know.
To cook with turmeric, they just grab a handful and toss it in.
The average Indian gets 35 grams of turmeric in their diet every day, and I think that's about an ounce every day.
Every single day.
Average, yeah.
So if you grow up with that and you've been eating that since childhood, it does offer some health benefits and some health protections.
Yes.
They have much lower rates of Alzheimer's disease and cancers and all kinds, in India. But if you're a regular Joe or Jill here in the United States, you have not been eating like that your whole life. And now all of a sudden you're 55 or 60 years old and you've developed a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not going to be able to get the medicine that you need from just sprinkling turmeric on your oatmeal or sprinkling turmeric in your food. Now, that said, I would encourage people, if you like turmeric, please use it and use it
heartily. Oh, sure. You'll get some benefit, right.
It's wonderful. It's very healthy. But if you're trying to replicate a serious study on things like Alzheimer's or depression or any of the cancers for which it's been studied or osteoarthritis or rheumatoid, mm-hmm. any of those studies, you just can't get there with turmeric. So I always say it's, when I'm talking to patients, I always say, if you have a cold and you go to the health food store for some vitamin C, because you want to bump up your vitamin C because you've read it's going to help you get over your cold faster, do you go in there and they give you a bottle of 500 milligram or 1,000 milligram vitamin C tablets, or do they tell you to eat 17 oranges every hour? If what you're looking for is the medicinal impact of the vitamin C, you got to take the vitamin C.
Right.
Unless you have a bigger appetite than I do. I don't think I could eat 17 oranges an hour.
Yeah, I heard that you'd have to eat like 3 to 5 roots every day to get what you would get in just a few pills. So, and there's also fiber in there. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, there were 2 inflammatory compounds, not, very, very small amount in the whole turmeric root. So, you're better off getting this extract that's been signed. Again, here's where the science is good. It comes in and it's still using the whole compound from the oil with the tumerones and the 3 curcuminoids, and you're getting this whole aspect. And getting back to what we were saying, you get this balancing effect. So you get something that's very absorbable and very balanced. Now, you've taken it a step further and added some things, and I'll tell you right off the bat, this is wonderful, because I hate it when customers come in and I have to sell them, because I'm not in the business. I'm not really in the sales business. I am in the health business to make people healthy, and that's what I focus on. The business part just happens. It's like, when you go to school, you focus on learning and learning as much as you can, and all of a sudden you realize you've made straight A's. So that's what we do at Merryman. We want our customers to have the highest quality products at the lowest cost, to get the education, to get a product that they'll really get good results with safely and effectively with nothing but positive benefits. And you can't, there's no other, I don't think there's any other health food store in the country except for maybe Terry's store, because you guys are so great. I mean, I'm sure there's a few out there. But most of the stores are, I go in there, I get so disgusted because I feel like they're just in it for the money. They're carrying complete product lines. They don't vet or cherry pick from a manufacturer the best products that they have. I mean, every manufacturer has their specialty. I mean, you guys do a lot of different things, and Terry is brilliant, but you are like the big dogs when it comes to the curcumin products. And I have customers come in, and people, and I love it when a customer brings a product in that they're like, hey, I just discovered this, and this has got bioprene in it, and does this and does that. So they're starting to learn, and they're starting to know, and I love their enthusiasm, and I have to kind of, redirect them and tell them that, yes, you're right, but I've got something even better. This is the best that I have found, and I've only been doing this for over 40 years, not that I know everything, and I talk to the leading doctors and scientists, so we know what works, we know what's good, and we know what's effective and absorbable and safe, and then we try to get it to our customers at a very reasonable price, so they get everything they need. But we focus on the health of the customer. So you've got this product now where I don't have to sell 3 or 4 different items. And why, we've got one on breast health. Now, why did you put, you've got the curcumin, the French grapeseed extract, which we've talked about. That stuff is phenomenal. We've done shows on that. Please, if you're interested in the other shows, go to www.merryman.com. Click on Mike on the Radio and click on our archive section, and you can listen to all these shows. They're podcast. You can listen, start and stop, and the whole bit. It's really wonderful. So you can listen to them at any time at your convenience. Now, you also have pomegranate seed oil and fruit extract. Okay, here we go. Looks like you've got some really good, potent whole compound. And then vitamin D. Now, explain why those are in there and explain a little bit more about, I'm sure you've got some other things in there, too, that I haven't mentioned.
Well, no, I think you covered them pretty well there, Mike.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, your original question was, well, why did you launch these different kinds of products?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we started out with the original clinically studied. Well, it's
right.
Exactly for what you said, is that we want to make sure that people have some of the synergistic compounds to perhaps push them further along their way when it comes to achieving their health goals.
Mm-hmm.
So the CuraMed breast product has, yes, it does indeed have vitamin D3, the cholecalciferol form, which is far more effective than D2, which is the ergocalciferol form.
Right.
There have been some studies that show that vitamin D3 independently can make a real difference in breast risk and breast recovery.
Yes.
Then when we look also, we've got...
Okay, I want to interject real quick here. Did you read the latest study that came out from England on vitamin D, that it's good for upper respiratory health? So the earlier studies that were showing that it was effective, maybe up to 50% in preventing the flu and helping with the flu and other colds and upper respiratory diseases, is now a big meta study. They said, yes, there really is scientific evidence that vitamin D is good for upper respiratory illness and disease. Up to 50% now is what we're looking at. And guess what? The flu vaccine this year was maybe at the very most 50% effective. And you got to deal with all the side effects. So I'm really excited about vitamin D. And it's good, you know, it's good for everything, for your bones. And like you said, it's great for breast health and the normal hormonal response. Vitamin D is actually a hormone. And it addresses every cell in the body. And I don't think people realize how important vitamin D is. So go ahead. And I didn't mean to interrupt, but
I'm
just excited about the whole thing. You know, all this good news and what I've been telling people for the last 20, 30 years is all coming true. You know, I look at the early studies and make a decision on that. And so far I've been spot on.
You know, vitamin D3 is really an amazing compound, and
you're
right, it's a pro-hormone, and
yes.
That doesn't mean, though, that it's a gender hormone or a
right,
hormone
right,
like
right.
estrogen or testosterone or anything like that. But vitamin D3, they found that women who have who are more replete with vitamin D3,
mm-hmm.
who have more vitamin D3 on board, even if they do develop breast cancer, they have far fewer recurrences.
Better outcome. But
mm-hmm. than women who had very low levels of vitamin D in their system.
And vitamin D is so inexpensive. I kind of like, oh my gosh, if you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna buy any kind of vitamin or any kind of supplement, you know, get a whole food, full spectrum vitamin D and iodine. Those are the really big ones that, you know, I think is very important, particularly for a woman as far as core foundational nutritional supplementation. And we've had shows on iodine and how important that is. But I noticed you said cholecalciferol. I've always said cholecalciferol. So the E is actually punctuated then.
You know, I've always heard it cola or cholecalciferol.
Okay, I think that's cool. I'm going to start doing that. Cholecalciferol.
I don't know, though, because some of these names, you know, you go from the United States to Great Britain.
I know.
Pronounce it entirely differently, and, you know, so it can
tomato,
get...
Tomato, tomato.
You bet, yes.
Herb,
my favorite,
herbs and herbs.
And aluminum.
Allium and aluminum, Oh, I love it. Okay.
So then we also have the grapeseed extract that we talked about. It's the French VX.
Yes, and listen to that show.
Studied.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry, scientifically studied.
Mm-hmm.
Works on a pathway in the body called the Hippo-YAP pathway. I'm sure your listeners have never heard of this, but it's a pathway
right.
in the body that that plays a role in tumor formation. And they found that this French grapeseed, the VX1, in
mm-hmm.
this study that was has recently been published, actually modulates that pathway. They've never found anything else that does in the botanical kingdom or in the pharmaceutical kingdom.
Wow.
So that's a big, big, important
And that
step
pathway,
forward.
That pathway again, repeat, that pathway is what?
Hippo, like I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yes.
Hippo, H-I-P-P-O,
okay.
dash, capital Y, capital A, capital P.
And it does what?
Oh, yep. It modulates that pathway down. So that it plays a role in helping the body prevent tumor formation. So it's a natural pathway in the body.
So it's an
it gets overexcited.
It's kind of an anti-cancer pathway then?
Kind of, yes, indeed. So it's that one is really interesting. And then in addition to its antioxidant benefits, and then we all know how pomegranate works, that it helps not only as a super potent antioxidant, but pomegranate also works on some of the hormonal pathways in the body that can play a role in cancer development and cancer recovery.
Well, you know what? Breast tissue and prostate tissue are analogous. They look almost exactly, I don't know if you've ever seen them, but the cells look almost exactly the same under the microscope, and they're both fluid-producing tissues. And pomegranate is so beneficial for the prostate, and obviously it would be for the breast. Now, I'm being really crazy here, but this formula actually would probably be also very good for your prostate, too. It wouldn't hurt anything. We've got more targeted, focused prostate formulas, but this would obviously be very, very beneficial.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that. You are always a step ahead, Mike, have a prostate formula, CareMed Prostate, that has these same ingredients because you are absolutely right.
Let's go into that one.
Similar tissues with the addition of psilocybin, and psilocybin is a compound
For your liver.
Milk thistle that has been shown to have some important role in prostate cellular health as well.
Okay, so now... let me ask you something. I'm going to throw this out at you because Susie Cohen wrote about the silymarin, the psilocybin from the milk thistle, which is in the chrysanthemum family, and kind of warned about people that if you're allergic to that. Now, is this so refined and processed that there's no what we would call the antigens or the proteins in there that would be possible for somebody if they have allergies?
I have never heard of someone who's allergic to chrysanthemums having a problem with any of the quality extracts of the milk thistle plant.
Okay, so when you're talking about a quality, and I'm glad you clarified, but when you're talking about a quality extract and you're getting a milk thistle, maybe she was a little bit, because she's a pharmacist and I love her. She is phenomenal. I'd love to get her on the show sometime, but anyway, the extracts, and you really could, because I know when you extract out the proteins is what causes the problems usually, the antigens, that's what causes the allergic reaction. So I always, you know, always want to be really careful because sometimes people have problems. And I know I've really never met somebody yet that had a true allergy to curcumin. When we kind of drill, because people say, well, you know, it bothered me. And a lot of times it's detox, which, you know, we always try to warn people about. You may get a little itching or uncomfortable or a little fatigue or something because your body's actually getting rid of toxins. But, you know, I always kind of, when you deal with botanicals, you always kind of are concerned. But when we deal with the botanicals on a quality extract, they've taken out anything that may be an antigen or an irritant or something in general. I mean, you still need to be careful. But I've never really had do you really know of somebody that really had an allergic reaction? Is it like one in a million or something to the curcumin?
It depends on the compound.
Right.
But if you're talking about curcumin, it's extremely rare. It's more common for turmeric, the whole plant, than it is for curcumin, which is a very purified extract. So I always tell people, be cautious. If you have some type of allergy and you have concerns, talk to your allergy specialist. But the cross-allergenicity of chrysanthemums and milk thistle are the whole plants, whereas psilocybin is a single compound that's extracted from milk thistle that plays a real role in prostate cellular health. In fact, this whole formula of CareMed Prostate was designed to help protect prostate cells and to help keep PSA levels within normal limits. They want to make sure that they stay healthy.
You know,
those PSA levels are one of the ways that many doctors gauge whether or not a gentleman who is adopted a watchful waiting program with prostate cancer, since many prostate cancers are extremely slow growing, and since the surgery can have some pretty nasty consequences, many doctors are adopting what they call watchful waiting, and so they just evaluate their patient every 6 months. They check their PSA levels, and if everything's safe, stable, they give them a clean bill of health and say, see you in 6 months, and we'll check again.
Right, and the PSA is not totally accurate, but it is kind of, you know,
it's
a marker, and if it goes way up all of a sudden and keeps, you know, shooting way up there, then that's kind of an indication. Okay, well, real good. We're going to run out of time here. We've got two more products I want to talk a little bit about. Let's talk about the CareMed diindolethylamine, or DIM, complex, and you're using a bioresponse DIM, the curcumin, and the grape seed. So Tell me a little bit about what is this? It looks like it's for PMS relief, maybe, or remedy, maybe weight, a healthy hormone. Would this be more of a woman's formulation, and what's special about this BioResponse DIM complex?
Well, BioResponse DIM is developed, it provides DIM, diindolylmethane, as you said, mm-hmm. which is a compound found in broccoli and other cruciferous vegetables. It has
yes.
an anti-cancer product, anti-cancer activity, but it also has...
Cruciferous, right. There's a lot of studies on that.
Pardon me?
The broccoli is supposed to be...
indeed, there are.
Right, right,
yes. But the other thing it does is it helps to keep estrogen in its healthiest form.
Okay.
Even estrogen that you ingest from the environment, like the xenoestrogens, BPA and plastics
right.
and such, if they go into the unhealthy form, they increase your risk for all kinds of hormonal issues.
Mm-hmm.
So CureMed plus DIM complex is kind of a difficult product to explain because it doesn't raise or lower estrogen levels. It keeps estrogen safer. So
okay.
that can play a role with all kinds of problems in the body. It can be, it could be something like, as you said, perimenopause, PMS
mm-hmm.
symptoms, women who have other issues, like if you have a lot of issues with weight gain
okay.
from the waist down, if it's in your butt and in your thighs,
yes.
and you really struggle with that, that's the hardest weight to take off.
Okay, now, one more minute left, we've got the CureMed Brain. And it's got the curcumin, the vitamin D3, and rosemary and sage. And I think what makes that special is the rosemary and sage. I mean, you've got the really good core there, and this is for more mental agility. So you're taking the curcumin already that we know is super for your brain, and obviously Terry or your brilliant scientists there, the rosemary and sage, those are known for brain health.
Absolutely. They help keep a compound in the brain called acetylcholine active longer.
Yes.
They both work to inhibit the enzyme that destroys that important neurotransmitter.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain diseases that are associated with low levels of acetylcholine. For example, Alzheimer's disease individuals mm-hmm. often have very low levels of this neurotransmitter. So this product was developed to help individual with healthy brain function, to help them with focus, clarity, to help support the healthy communication of the nervous system within the brain. They call that neural communication.
Right.
And to protect all of those cells from the oxidative stress that can lead to all kinds of issues further down the road. So this is developed more for people who are mature adults
uh-huh.
who want to make sure that they're doing everything possible to keep their brain in fabulous shape.
Okay, I'm going to quickly say, so if you're taking the curcumin products already, the extra strength curcumin is one of my favorites. If you have an issue with your prostate, your breast, your hormonal issues, or your brain, and you want to keep taking the curcumin, maybe these targeted products would be something for you. Cheryl, thank you so much. Have a great day, and it's a pleasure talking with you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Mary Man Earn.
The preceding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.